All right, let's get started. You know, 2013, it was an amazing year. And I would be satisfied just with repeating the results of 2013. I would be completely satisfied if last year just repeated itself again this year. But something tells me that 2014 is going to be even better. Something tells me, something awakens me on the inside that says 2014 is going to surpass what we saw in 2013. That 2014, we're going to see more than we saw in 2013. That this coming year that we are in right now is going to be far greater and far grander than anything we experienced in this past year. And as I was reading, I had planned this message to go one direction, but as I was reading just a couple days ago in the book of Ephesians, something just jumped inside of me, and I want to share it with you today, and then we will conclude and wrap up and go home, and we'll begin 2014 with a bang. Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 20, it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Let's pray this morning. Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us. God, give us ears to hear what you are saying today. Give us eyes to see. Give us a heart that would receive and a mind that would understand. And God, we ask you to do it in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. As I was reading this text, it says, "Now to him who is." Now to him who is. I was reminded that we serve a God who is. We serve a God who simply is God. He just is. He cannot be defined by one word. He cannot be defined by one term. He cannot be defined by one thought or one phrase. He is simply the God that is. And that's why whenever God showed up in the burning bush and Moses was there at the burning bush and God speaks to Moses out of the bush and he says, "I want you to go and I want you to rescue my people and tell them that I sent you." And he said, well, who should I say sent me? What is your name? And God speaks out of the bush and says, "Tell them that I am sent you, because I am that I am," because he is whatever he needs to be. He is more than he can put into one sentence. He is more than he can put into one book. He is simply the God who is. And God said this in the book of Malachi. He said, "I am the Lord and I do not change. I am the God who was back then at the burning bush, and I am still the God who is today." We know the Bible says this about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we understand that God is no different. He is the same. He is rock solid. He is steady. He is not here one minute and gone the next. He is an ever-present help in times of trouble and in times of blessing and prosperity. He is the God who is, and today he is still the God who is. He is still the God who's sitting on his throne. He is still the God who holds the world in his hand. He is still God simply because he is who he is. Now to him who is. He is the God who is. But not only is he the God who is, he is the God who is able to do. He is able to do. Our God is able, and he is a God of action. I am so glad that I serve a God of action, that I don't serve a God who crosses his legs and twiddles his thumbs and just says, "Well, just do the best you can down there, and hopefully it turns out all right for you." No. We serve a God who is able to do anything, and we serve a God who is willing to do something about it, because he is a God of action. There is no lack in his hand, and there is no laziness in his hand. He has all power in his hand, and his hand is ready to move today in action on your behalf. Just ask Daniel who was thrown in the pit with those hungry lions, if God is able to protect you. Just ask Abraham, who was promised a son, even in his old age, if God is able to keep his word despite all obstacles. Just ask Moses, who was standing at the shore of the Red Sea one moment and then walking through it the next, if God is able to do the impossible. Just ask Joshua, who led the people of God into the promised land, if God is able to help you conquer things that should conquer you. You see, we serve a God who is able. He is able to heal the broken places of your heart. He is able to forgive your grossest sins. He is able to restore your identity, your purpose, and your destiny. He is a God who is able to give you peace in the midst of your storm. He's able to shine his light into your darkness and your confusion. He's able to bring you out of your wandering and into his mighty and perfect plan. You see, we serve the God who is able, and he is able to do in your life today. He is able to do whatever he needs to do. He is able to do whatever you want him to do. He is able and he is willing to move on your behalf because he is a God of action. It goes on and it says that he is able to do immeasurably more. He is able to do immeasurably more. Now, I got stuck on this word immeasurably. So I wanted to make sure that I had the right definition. I wanted to make sure that my mind was headed in the right direction. So I just had to go look up this word immeasurable to make sure that I was seeing this properly in the text. And the word immeasurable only had one definition. You know, sometimes you go look up a word and there's like eight definitions. You just pick the one that works best for you, you know. You can make a word mean anything. There was only one definition of immeasurable. And the definition said this: incapable of being measured, limitless. Incapable of being measured, limitless. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, incapable of being measured or limitless. You see, you might already be desiring more in 2014. I don't know about you, but I put some goals down, and I wrote down some 2014 resolutions, and I just want to encourage you. This is a side note. I want to encourage you. If you have done that, great. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that. And here's what I encourage you to do. I encourage you to write those goals down, to write those resolutions, whatever you want to call them, life changers, however you want to verbalize that. And I encourage you, at the end of every month, I encourage you to go and to review those. I encourage you to look back over and evaluate yourself. I encourage you, don't let this just be something that you do every December and January. Instead, let this become something that you do every month. And if every month doesn't work for you, then let it be something that you do every single week, because the only way to change is to stay on yourself about that change. Don't let yourself go 365 days before you evaluate yourself again. No, instead, make sure that you revisit that over and over and over again, because if you wrote it down, it's important to you. If you said, this is the goal, this is who I want to be, then it's important to you. If you said, this is what I want out of life, then it's important to you. And it doesn't just need to happen once every single year. You need to make a habit of revisiting that and looking at it and evaluating yourself and making the tweaks and changes that you need in order for those things to come to pass. That was a complete side note. I don't charge for those. And that was a joke. I'm sorry. All right, good. Some people got it over there. No, 2014 just turned its page. And I hope you wrote some things down that you want to see happen in 2014. I hope that there's some things that you want to do different in 2014 than you did in 2013. I hope there is something that you're wanting more in life. And so sitting here today, maybe you wrote some goals down. Maybe you wrote some resolutions down. Maybe you put some things down and you said, there's more that I want in 2014. Maybe it's more joy. Maybe it's more patience. Maybe it's more kindness, more godliness. Maybe you want more prayer. Maybe you just want more of Jesus in your life in 2014. But can I challenge you this morning? Don't just desire more, dream of immeasurable. Don't just desire more, dream of immeasurable. What God wants to do in your life this year cannot be measured. What God plans to do through your life this year is limitless. He is the God of immeasurably more. He is the God of immeasurably more. Don't put any limits on what you think God wants to do in you or through you during this year. It is not just more. No, my friends, it's immeasurably more. It is incapable of being measured. You can't put a lid on it or a limit to it. That's what God wants to do in your life. So go ahead and take your more, but I want you to dream about the immeasurable that God wants to do. I want you to allow your imagination to take you as far as it will take you and to see, what does God really want to do in my life this year, and what does God want to do through my life this year? Because it's immeasurably more than you even think this morning. Don't just desire more. Dream of immeasurably. He is the God of immeasurably more. But then we ask ourselves this, immeasurably more than what? If he's the God of immeasurably more, he's the God of immeasurably more than what? And it concludes and it says, he's immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. What I'm telling you this morning is that after you dream of immeasurable, he still wants to do more. I'm not talking about the more that you desired to do in 2014. I'm not talking about the more that you already wrote down on your sheet of paper or that you typed on your iPad. I'm not talking about that more. I'm not talking even about dreaming of the immeasurable. I'm telling you this morning that after you dream of the immeasurable, God still wants to do more than that. Because it says that he is able to do immeasurably more than you can even think, dream, or imagine. After you ask for what seems to be impossible, hear me this morning, he wants to do even more than that. I want you just to think about that for a moment, because this right here, it actually blew my mind 2 days ago. This is the whole reason that I said I have got to share this morning, because I had big plans for 2014. I'm writing stuff on paper that I'm going, God, if you don't move, this is never going to happen. God, if you don't make the supernatural come to pass, there is no way that I can fulfill this. God, there is no way that I can do this on my own strength, my own wisdom, my own power. God, if you don't come in here, there is no way I'm going to be able to accomplish this. And the day after I wrote all of those down, I read this verse and I realized that God wants to do more than I just dreamed about. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. My mind, you know, sometimes your brain just gets discombobulated. You know, you start trying to think about heaven and eternity, right? You just short circuit. You can't even comprehend that. Well, that's what my brain was doing a few days ago. And now probably I didn't have a lot of sleep and baby and everything. Yeah, probably so. But God used it all to get me to this moment. And I was going, oh, God wants to do more than I dreamed about yesterday. I let my imagination run. I let my thoughts go way out there. I made some faith statements, not things that weren't practical, that weren't logical, that somebody else would tell me, there's no way that that can happen. Statistics would prove you wrong. Logic would prove you wrong. But it's stuff that I'm believing God for in my life. And yet I wrote all of that stuff down in faith. And then I read this verse and I said, wow, God wants to do even more than I dreamed about. How do I know that? Because it's the promise of his word. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. Hear me this morning. God's plan is literally bigger than your wildest dreams. Go ahead and dream big, because God's dream is bigger. Go ahead and make big plans, because his plans are bigger. Go ahead and think great thoughts, because his thoughts are even greater. You say, how does this happen? How will I see this come to pass in my life? How will I see immeasurably more? How will I see immeasurably more than I can think or imagine? How does it happen? How will it come to pass? It finishes the verse. It says, according to his power that is at work within us. According to his power that is at work within us. You see, his power is available to work in you. Do you need courage? His power is available. Do you need mercy and grace? His power is available. Do you need strength and encouragement? His power is available. It is all available to you, and it wants to work in you so that it can all work through you. His power wants to work in you so that his power can work through you. God wants to do something great in you so that he can do something great through you on the earth, and it will be greater than you can even think, ask, or imagine this morning. You see, 2014 is the year where you can defeat your distractions and you can hammer your hang-ups. 2014 is the year that you can overcome your obstacles and crush your complacency. 2014 is the year where you can annihilate your addictions and you can prove your purpose. 2014 is the year where you can excel beyond your expectations and develop beyond your wildest dreams. You see, this can be your year to experience everything that we have discussed so far. Your life can dramatically change this year if you are willing to make this year about him and not you. See, Ephesians 3:20 starts out this way. It says, now to him. Now to him. And I believe that it's speaking to us this morning. Give your year now to him. Give your heart fully now to him. Give your fears, your sorrow, and your sin now to him. Give your life now to him. Give it to him now. Make this year about him, and he will make this year. Hear me this morning. Give this year to him, and he will make this year. You see, this can be your year. This can be your year if you make it his year. This can be your best year ever if you make it his year. This can be the greatest year you ever had in your life if you make this year his year. If you will make it about him and not yourself. See, Pastor Denny has declared that 2014 is the year of discovery. The year of discovery. We're just coming off 2013 and the year of delight. And 2014 is the year of discovery. And if I was going to put a subtitle on that, the subtitle would be Discover Life. The year of discovery. Discover life. Not the current life you are living, but the full life that God designed for you to live. Not the life that you think you could possibly have, but instead the abundant life that Jesus died for you to have. You see, whenever we talk about discovery, we understand that discovery has some requirements. Discovery requires effort. If you were going to go try to discover a treasure, it would require effort. If you were going to try to discover a cure for a disease, it would require effort. There is going to be effort involved this year in the process of discovery. You don't get to discover great things and to discover life-changing things. You don't get to discover those things without effort. It will take effort. Discovery also takes time. You know, as Edison was trying to figure out electricity and the light bulb, it took him a lot of time. I don't know exactly how many times he failed, but I remember I saw that number one time and I thought, man, he's a better man than me. He kept on trying. But effort and time, those are some of the things that discovery requires. And then discovery is also going to require your attention. You can say today, man, I want to discover all kinds of things, but if you don't pay attention every day, you're not going to discover. You got to pay daily attention if you want to go through the process of discovery. What's your ETA on discovering life? And we use ETA when we talk about your estimated time of arrival. What's your estimated time of arrival on discovering life, on discovering the abundant life? Well, it's directly related to your other ETA, your effort, your time, and your attention. If you go through the process of effort and you go through the process of time and you go through the process of attention, then you will reach that destination. There will be an ETA. You will have an estimated time of arrival. It's all about the effort, the time, and the attention that you want to put towards this year of discovery. And our verse for this year is found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. And Jesus says this. He says, "If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it." If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. You see, this is the year of discovery, and this is going to be our verse for the year. But when you read that verse, you say, you will find it. What will you find? What is this life that we talk about to be discovered? Well, Jesus wanted to clear that up for us in John chapter 10, verse 10. And he says that, I love in the Amplified version, it says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that they may have and enjoy life." That they may have and enjoy life. How many of you want to enjoy life? Come on. I want to enjoy life. "I came that they may have and enjoy life, that they may have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." You see, I don't know about you, but I want to discover life in abundance. I want to discover life to the full. I want to discover life till it overflows. I want to discover life that's enjoyable. I want to discover this type of life that Jesus talks about. And he says, "This is the life that I came, that you might have a life that is full, and not just full, but a life that is overflowing with joy, overflowing with peace, overflowing with goodness." I want you to overflow with life in every area. See, this kind of life cannot be produced by you. This kind of life that we're talking about, this kind of year that we're talking about, the immeasurably more, the greatest year ever, it can't be produced by yourself. You know, sometimes you hear people say, "Well, I just really want to find myself. I just need some time to discover who I really am." No, you don't. Because you will be utterly disappointed with what you discover. You won't like what you find. I guarantee you, after you go through this whole process of self-discovery and finding out who you really are, when you get to the end of that road, you are not going to want the person that you found. You're going to be in the same position that you are today. You are not going to like what you discover. You see, immeasurably more doesn't happen when you find yourself. Immeasurably more happens when you find him. Limitless joy, favor, wisdom, limitless provision, limitless love, limitless self-control doesn't happen when you discover yourself. Limitless happens when you truly discover him. And we are dedicating this year at Community Church to discovering life, not clinging to our version of life, but discovering God's version of life. I don't want to cling to my definition of life. I don't want to cling to my description of life. I don't want to cling to my perception of life. I don't want to cling to my values of life. I don't want to cling to my expectation of life. I don't want to cling to my anticipation of life. I don't want to cling to my life. Instead, I want to lay a hold of God's version of life. I want to lay a hold of the abundant life. I want to grab a hold of a life that is overflowing in every area. That is the life that I want to discover in 2014. And that life really starts with Jesus. It was in John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible says Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." I am the way. You see, this morning, Jesus is the way out of your past life and the way into everything that you want to become. Jesus is the way over your shame, and he's the way through your trouble. Jesus is the way from your sin and the way to the Father's forgiveness. You see, Jesus is the way. True life really starts with Jesus. And he says, "I'm the way." He says, "I'm the truth." You see, he is the truth. And he's the truth that speaks the truth about your identity, about who you were really created to be. He is the truth that reigns over your doubts. And he is the truth that reigns over the enemy's lies. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth. And hear me this morning. He is the life. The life that we all long for, the life that we want to discover, this life begins with Jesus. You know, maybe this morning, maybe you have received salvation, but not life. Maybe you have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord, but you haven't experienced the abundance of life that Jesus spoke about. See, most of us live far below the true life that God desires for us to have. And that's why this year we are going to discover that life. You see, it doesn't matter this morning if this is your first time to ever walk through the doors of a church or if you have been coming to church for 50 years. It doesn't matter, because there is something to discover this year, because it doesn't matter who you are, whether you put pastor in front of your name or missionary in front of your name or doctor in front of your name. It really doesn't matter, because there is something yet to discover about this abundant life, because most of us, including myself, live below the abundance that Jesus really wants us to have. We live below the overflow. We live below what we really could have. We live below in terms of joy and peace. We live below in terms of wisdom and in terms of strength. We live below our courage level. We live below. We could live more. And this year we are going to go on a journey as a church to discover this life that Jesus wants us to have. And is it going to require some effort? Absolutely, it's going to require some effort. Is it going to take some time? Are you going to be everything you want to be tomorrow? Absolutely not. Is your family going to be everything you want it to be next week? Absolutely not. This is a journey that is going to take time. And is this going to take attention? Absolutely. It's not just going to happen as your mind wanders day in and day out. This isn't just going to happen as you just continue to wander through life. No, it is going to take attention. But if you are willing to give it effort, and you're willing to give it time, and you are willing to give it attention, if you're willing to make this year about him, to say, "God, I am going on this discovery hunt. I am going to discover this real life, because what I have right now is not good enough. What I'm experiencing right now is not satisfying. What I have in my life is not really enjoyable. I want that life that you talk about. I want that life that you died for me to have. I want that life that I read about in the book. I want this life that overflows. I want this life that fills me up. I want this life that changes me. I want this life that changes my future. I want this life that changes my perspective. I want this life that changes the way I see and changes the way I hear and changes the way I act. I want this life that changes my family, that transforms my office. I want this kind of life that transforms my community and my neighborhood. I want this life that flows out of me, that gives life to other people. I want to discover that kind of life, and that is what we are going to do this year. We are going to discover. It is the year of discovery. And we are going to discover life. You see, I could barely contain my excitement. I have probably read Ephesians 3:20 several hundred times in my life. I have preached it before, but I don't know what happened. Just something crawled inside of me. The Spirit of God just got inside of me, and something came alive. And I don't know if it was just because I wrote all of those things down the day before, and then I looked back at those things, and I was so ecstatic to thinking about what God, if God just did this, just did that, what was on the sheet, man, I would be so grateful and so overwhelmed. But then I got in my mind that God wants to do more than that, that God wants to do immeasurably more than I can think, that I can ask, or that I can imagine. And I got so excited about thinking not about what God wants to do in my life, not what he wants to do in my family, but then I started thinking about you, and I started thinking about your family, and I started thinking about our church and this community. And then my excitement just grew exponentially, and I got so excited that I could barely contain myself, because I believe that this is the year that you will discover life, that you will discover life in the full, that you will discover the life that Jesus really wants you to live. I believe that this year you're to grab hold of some truth and grab hold of some revelation that's going to radically change the way you live and change the way you think and change the way you see. I believe it's going to change your children's life. I believe it's going to change your family and your extended family. I believe that God is going to do immeasurably more than you can even think or imagine this morning, and it's going to be all according to the power of God that is at work within you. And that's the most amazing part. Hear me. God wants to do it in you. In you. Not in me. Not in whoever stands behind the pulpit. No. God wants to do it in you. God wants to do miraculous things in you, immeasurably more for you, immeasurably more for your family, greater things for your family. That's what God has in store. But we must be willing to go on the discovery. We must be willing to go on the discovery. And if we are willing to say, God, this is your year, it's not my year. I've made enough years about me. I've made enough years about my business. I've made enough years about doing things the way I want to do. I've had enough of those years, and today I'm still as dissatisfied as I was back then. I've made enough time about me. This year's not about me. This year's about you. And if you'll make this year about him, he will make this year for you. I want you to stand with me this morning. Bow your heads just for a moment. This is the year of discovery. But the year of discovery, as we said, it really starts with Jesus. Life starts with Jesus. Life starts when you come in contact with the giver of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is living water. Jesus is the life that you are really looking for and searching for. Maybe this morning you came to church. Maybe you say, Pastor, I've just been away from Jesus. I'm not asking you if you've been saved. I'm not asking you if you think you go to heaven. I'm not asking you if you've been baptized or if you're a member of a church. See, my heart's just drifted a little away from Jesus. But you say, this morning, I want that life that you're talking about, and I know that it only starts when I connect again with the giver of life. When I commit my heart to him, when I step back into relationship and fellowship with him, when I regain intimacy with the Son of God, with my Savior, and with my Lord. And maybe this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, you came to church for a fresh start. not really satisfied with how last year went. And you say, I'm believing this year. I'm going to connect with Jesus. And my life is going to change. This morning, if you say, Pastor Philip, you're talking to me. I've been out of touch with Jesus. I've been out of fellowship, out of relationship. You say this morning, I'm ready to connect with Jesus afresh and anew. I'm ready to regain that intimacy. I'm ready to connect with him once again so that I can begin the process of discovering life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to step out in the aisle or come down front. But if I'm talking to you right now with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you would, please just slip your hand up in the air just so I can see it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank God. Hands up all over the sanctuary this morning. Thank you, Lord. Would you just repeat this prayer after me this morning? Everybody, not just those that raised their hands, although there were dozens of hands that went up. Would you just repeat this prayer after me? Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I need you. And I ask you to touch my life. I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. And I know that's exactly what you give. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace. I am ready to begin intimate fellowship with you once again. You are the giver of life, and you are the one who gives me the ability to discover true life. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I just pray for each and every one this morning who wants to go on this journey of discovery, to discover life. Not our current life, not our idea of life, but your version of life, the abundant life, the overflowing life. God, we thank you that that is available because it's in your word. And you said we could have it, and we want it. This morning, if that's you this morning, you say, Pastor, I'm ready. I'm ready to go on this journey for the abundant life, this journey to discover. It is the year of discovery, and I want to discover life and life to the full. If that's you this morning, I don't want you just to raise one hand. I just want you to raise both hands to the Lord this morning. Just as a sign of surrender to say, God, this is not my year. This is your year. And I'm handing it to you right now. We've got 360 days left in this year. And 2014 is not going to be about me. It's going to be about you. God, I know that if I make this year about you, then you will make this year for me. So God, I give you this year. I surrender it to you. I'm not going to cling to my version of life. I'm not going to cling to the things that I want or the things that I think I need. But God, instead, I'm going to lose those things that I might find the abundant life that you have, that I might find true life, that I might find the life that overflows, that I might find the life that's full and enjoyable. God, I give you this year so that I might discover life. I'm ready to go on the journey. I'll put forth the effort, the time, and the energy because this year is your year. This year is your year. God, we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, Amen.